Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Guy who covered it all for the Chronicle-Telegram, BrownsZone.com, where you can watch all of his or read all of his Browns coverage, joins us right now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. He's Mr. Scott Petrak. Hello, Scott.
How are you, Scott.
Buddy? What's going on, guys?
Did you recover?
Yeah, I think so.
All right, good. No first-round pick, and then in the second and third rounds, you go defensive line, offensive line. And I told Andy earlier, that to me just screams, okay, our roster was pretty good, let's just reinforce the lines. I can't have any arguments at all.
Yeah, I think you're right, Jeff. And, you know, it's about the future more than 2024 to me. And I think you saw that with several picks. But it starts with those first two, right? The Browns went out in March. They re-signed Maurice Hurst II. They re-signed Shelby Harris. They added Quentin Jefferson, all at defensive tackle. So they didn't need a guy to come in right now and play up front. But will they in a couple of years? Yeah, those guys are getting older. And you get Michael Hall Jr., you pair him with Siaki Ika. That's obviously the hope for the future, is that those guys – or you're starting defensive tackles. Now, that's not saying Hall can't come in and contribute right now, but there's not a lot of pressure for him to step in and have a huge role because they don't need him to. And you look at Zach Zinter, the third-round pick, the Browns have Joe Bitonio, Wyatt Teller, and Ethan Posick all set at the interior of the line. Now, we saw what can happen last year, right? Jack Conklin gets hurt in week one. Dewan Jones, the rookie's forced in. That could happen. But the Zinter pick is about depth, and it's about, okay, what's the succession plan as Bitonio and Teller get older and their contracts are going to come up after 2025. And it's about the future. It's about depth. And I think we saw that with those first two picks for sure.
Were you surprised by anything this weekend?
I was surprised they didn't make any trades. You know, we know Andrew Berry is aggressive. We know he likes to make trades. I think it bothered him to some degree that he wasn't able to pull one off. So that surprised me. And I understand the reason, you know, when they took Hall, they could have traded back and gotten to the fourth round. Glenn Cook, the assistant GM, said their phone was ringing off the hook. They had a bunch of calls, nothing they liked more than staying put and picking Mike Hall. They thought there's a lot of value in him more than just getting the fourth round pick to get the fourth round pick. And then once you don't have that fourth rounder, it makes it difficult to move around on day three. So I was surprised. I still thought they'd pull off something small just to do it. But instead, Andrew Berry stayed there and he took all six picks.
Scott, when they took Zinter in the third round, I thought, did they think Joel Bitonio's leaving after a year? Do they think they don't want Wyatt Teller back after a year? And you just said 2025. I don't mind that plan at all. But they have two really good guards. And I thought, I love the idea of quality depth there. But boy, quality depth sitting for 2 years feels a little funny to me.
Yeah, it's interesting, Jeff. And it had me going back to double check the contract status of everybody in the interior of the line. And, you know, Bitonio and Teller are set to have huge cap hits, like dead cap, for the next 2 years. So, you know, I mean, Joe Bitonio was banged up a little bit last year, right? Enough where after the season, I asked him if he was going to retire, you know, or, you know, are you sure you're coming back? And he said, yeah. And he said, Andrew Berry asked him the same thing. So, you know, it's Joel's going to be 33 this season. It's getting to that time. My expectation is he's going to try to play out the contract, if not longer. You know, I've had no sense that he's looking to get out of the league. He still plays at a high level. But you get older, the injuries start to pile up. Those are the kind of questions that come up, right? So there's no guarantee he makes it through 2025. You know, it's hard to think about if you're a fan. I think it's probably hard to think about if you're the Browns because he's been, you know, almost Hall of Fame or maybe Hall of Fame caliber throughout his career, right? But so we don't know, you know, you never know in football, right? But he signed with big cap numbers through 2025. So is Wyatt Teller. Now maybe, you know, Zinter could slide into center. He said he's taken snaps there, never in a game, but he practiced a bunch because the Michigan had some issues there and brought in a guy. So, you know, Ethan Posick, his contract is more amenable to making a move there after 2024. So, you know, right. It seems unrealistic to say, okay, Zinter's going to sit for 2 years, but that is a possibility if nobody gets hurt, or maybe he moves into center for a year until a spot opens up at guard.
It's just impressive to me the depth that they're putting into things. Last year, you get DeJuan Jones, who clearly shows he can play. You have three guys at tackle now, assuming Conklin and Jedrick Wills are all good to go, and DeJuan Jones comes back from his injury. Three guys who you think could start for you. And now at guard, you have three guys who you think could start for you, assuming Zinter comes back and he's healthy and good to go. And at center, you have Luke Whipler, who you brought in, who a lot of people are high on, behind Posick right now. And you brought back Michael Dunn. I think the depth there is incredible, and I just think it is you can't have too much depth on the offensive line, Scott, I think. Is that accurate?
Yeah, that's accurate. I mean, you can only keep so many guys, right, whether it's 8, 9, or 10 on the active roster. But you need depth there. We saw it last year. I mean, they were down to – I mean, not only did Wills and Conklin and Jones get hurt, I'm going to lose the name, but they had another guy that they signed. He played like five snaps against Seattle and was done for the season. So they wound up having, I mean, I remember talking to Joel Bitonio about it, and he said they were down to probably their, I don't know, fifth and seventh tackles by the end of the year, right? So obviously you can't have that many guys on your roster, even on your practice squad. They had to go get guys to come in and play. But yeah, you want to build it up. And I think the key there is you wanted to get younger, right? Michael Dunn's been around for a while. Luke Whipler's obviously in his second year, but you wanted a young guard that you could forecast for the future. And it wasn't a year to year thing like Dunn is. You know, Whipler's a sixth round pick, right? He didn't play much last year. You don't know exactly what he gives you. And I think Zinter is, you know, obviously he was big time, all Big Ten, right? All American. He's a guy that can come in and you feel confident that there is this plan moving forward and a long-term plan. And I think that's important. And yeah, the depth overall is important, but it's the quality young depth, I think, is a critical factor.
Size up the wide receivers with Thrash entering the in the fold here, and what does this mean for the guys that are already on, and what does it mean for Jamari Thrash as the opportunity sitting there in front of him? But he's still a fifth round pick.
Yeah, I think it's just a bunch of guys competing for spots, right? I don't know if anybody has. I mean, obviously, you got the top three, right? Cooper and Judy and Moore, and then I would put Tillman as your number four. He He showed some last year, some physicality, obviously the size he has. There were issues there. It wasn't perfect last year, but with the ball in his hands, I thought he made plays. I thought he made contested catches. He ran after the catch a little bit. He needs to get better. So I would give him the edge is that four spot. But then you have David Bell and Michael Woods II coming back after missing all of last year with the Achilles tear. And they throw James Thrash in there. And I think they're all competing for roster spots slash playing time. And I think he fits. You know, they love the way he separates. That's what Andrew Berry kept coming back to is the fact that Thrash can get open. And obviously that's a big deal for a receiver. So I think they have high hopes for him. But they have high hopes for everybody they drafted, right? And David Bell is a third-round pick. Michael Woods is a sixth-rounder. So I think they get thrown into a pile, and the best men win.
Scott Pedrak joining us from brownzone.com, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Andrew Berry has built a roster that is so ready to compete now that I think it's really impressive. And then every conversation goes back to the guy taking snaps. It doesn't change after the draft, except for this, Scott. The roster is even more ready to compete now with you know, defensive help on the line, offensive help on the line. When do you think we're going to get a feel for where Deshaun might be in his recovery? Is it going to be August in training camp and maybe preseason games, or do you think we're going to hear something before that?
That's a good question, Jeff. I think there's a chance. We know mid-June in the mandatory mini camp. I think there's a chance he practices. But, you know, a couple weeks ago when we spoke to Deshaun Watson, he talked about some in his camp wanting to be conservative and think they might be better waiting till training camp. So my guess is we'll start to know at the Greenbrier at the end of July is how he looks. And if we can say, you know, I don't know how much you can judge from the first practice, the first handful of practices, but it's a quarterback, right? He's throwing the ball a bunch. If he's taking all the reps, if the ball's coming out of his hand like it's supposed to, if the shoulder looks fine, if he's not in pain, I think we'll have a better idea at the end of July if he's on track like everybody thinks he is on track to be ready week one. And not just ready, but full speed, ready to go, better than ever, as he said.
It seems like a weird draft to be talking about grading out the drafts, but compared to the rest of the AFC North, how do you think the Browns did?
Yeah, I think you had to decide if you want to grade it on a curve, right? I mean, they don't have a first-round pick, and it's really hard to stack up when you don't have a first-round pick. Now, if you just go pick by pick and forget about that, you know, I think they were solid. You know, I think it's a B-minus maybe draft. Just because it's, like I said, it's not about right now. It's hard to say, you know, a lot of the draft we talk about, and whether it might be silly to view it this way, but it's okay. Did they address this need, right? Mm-hmm. But the Browns didn't have a lot of needs to address, right? So they added depth. They got younger at spots. They got a receiver, which is always helpful. And in another deep receiver draft, I think you have to take a receiver. They took a cornerback, right? And that's an important position, right? They got two defensive tackles, offensive line, all that stuff. So, you know, there wasn't a spot where you go, okay, you plug this guy in, he's going to be your starter. And that makes it, I think, more difficult to judge. And I think it was I think you described the Browns draft as boring, right? They didn't move around. They didn't have a fourth-round pick. They waited, you know, they didn't have a Thursday pick. They waited a long time Friday to pick. They waited a long time Saturday to pick. So I think it was just like an average draft, and I think that's probably how it was set up to be for them.
Scott, riddle me this one. Did we learn anything in the draft with the six quarterbacks going in the top 12? Atlanta taking Penix when they already have guaranteed gazillions to Cousins, that could lead to anything in Cleveland? I just thought it emphasized even more so, hey, the life of an NFL quarterback doesn't necessarily continue just because he's getting paid.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Could that be something that happens here? I'm looking down the road after this year.
Yeah, that's interesting, Jeff. Is it continuing the trend of what Denver did with Russell Wilson? Right? That if you decide a guy's not what you're looking for, you got to move on, no matter if it's costing you a ton of money and no matter if you still owe him guaranteed money, if it's going to kill your salary cap. I think we are seeing that trend, and that would be relevant to Deshaun Watson. You know, what makes it difficult with Watson is a couple things. It's all guaranteed money, right? Throughout until it's got 3 years left, right? So through 2026, it's all guaranteed money. It's hard to walk away. It kills your salary cap. The Browns haven't seen him. We haven't seen him play, just be on the field enough to get any kind of judgment. I know, you know, right, if he's healthy for 17 games this year or enough games this year, we'll probably get a better view. And then I think you can make that kind of determination. And if you're 3 years into a five-year contract, maybe that is a tipping point where if the Browns felt the need to make a move, that would be the timing. I get all those things. There's been no indication from the organization that they're considering that at all. But I think your point is valid, Jeff. It also speaks to, it feels like there's these two giant tiers, right? All these quarterbacks get forced up. If anybody has any belief that they could turn into anything, they get drafted really high, and then there's a huge chasm before somebody gets drafted that can maybe stick on a roster, maybe turn into a backup. And, you know, that's not how it used to be. You used to see quarterbacks drafted in every round, but that's certainly changed, it feels like, over the last couple of years.
With that in mind, what'd you think when Atlanta drafted Penix?
Yeah, it made no sense to me at all, right? We saw that video, the picture of Arthur Blank, the owner, talking to the GM in the draft room, you know, and who knows what the context of that is, right? But it felt like it summed up that pick. And I just keep walking away with, okay, if you decided in March you're going to pay Kirk Cousins $100 million guaranteed over the next 2 years, was there no consideration? Like, had you not studied Michael Penix Jr. yet? Right? Like, it just, they don't seem to match up at all. And I get needing a long-term plan at quarterback. I understand that, but he doesn't seem like the right guy. He's older. He's ready. It feels like he's ready to play now. He's had two ACL surgeries. None of it makes sense to me.
I thought the same thing. I thought, pull a Minnesota, go sign Sam Darnold for a year and then get Penix, you know?
Right.
Instead, you've got $100 million guaranteed to a guy who's 35 coming off a big injury. And then you you use the eighth pick. It was really weird. Good thing Arthur Blank has a lot of money.
Yeah, it was almost like they hadn't studied Penix, or the coaches hadn't, and then somebody fell in love with him. It's like, well, we really like him. It doesn't matter if we have Cousins. But, I mean, that doesn't make any sense either.
In a weird way, does it feel like they made the final mortgage payment on Deshaun Watson now that we're done? Isn't this what this feels like?
That's nice.
They made their final mortgage payment, or their final car payment on Deshaun Watson, and there's almost this...
You own it now.
Yeah, there's this feeling of clarity moving forward now that, you know, what happens is not based on Deshaun Watson. I guess moving forward in other drafts.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it, Andy. I mean, I wrote they finally paid off their debt, yeah. And that's how it felt to me, right? Because it's hung over this organization for 3 years. And I know Andrew Berry said that's not something he thinks about, and, you know, whether or not that's truthful or not, I don't know. I know, you know, once you make the trade, you got to move on, right? You're not getting those picks back. So I understand that part of it. But we all know that's why they didn't have a first-round pick again. That's why they didn't have a fourth-round pick, right? And that pick goes to, you know, Houston wound up, I think they traded and got it back, but it was a spot that the Browns would have had. And they take Keith Stover, the Ohio State tight end, right? And, you know, I thought he would have been a good fit for the Browns. And that's just part of this haul to get Deshaun Watson. So, yeah, it feels like kind of an ending to that controversial blockbuster trade. Now, you know, we can't grade it yet, and there's still a lot left to determine how, you know, those guys that the Texans wound up with, how they play, how Watson plays. You know, Jerry Jeudy, the Browns used one of the picks. You know, the Browns got one pick back in the Texans 20, and one of those picks was used to get Jerry Jeudy. So that's all, you know, you can never really judge it, but there's certainly – I think a timing to, okay, that was the last pick the Texans have, and the Browns are going to get their full complement of picks back next year, including, finally, another first-rounder.
Scott, have about 15 seconds. Next up, contract extensions for a coach and a general manager?
Yeah, I mean, I thought they were coming before now, so that makes sense. You know, you could see it with players, and next up, we do have Greg Newsome. I assume they pick up his fifth-year option by Thursday. So, but yeah, I mean, Kevin. I think Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry deserve it. The Haslam said they're going to get him. So it's just a matter of when.
Scott, thank you, buddy. Good coverage.
Thanks,
over the draft. You can go back and read everything Scott wrote. Brownzone.com. Brownzone.com covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. Thanks, buddy.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate it, fellas.
Scott Petrak joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.